Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. We are so excited because we have a very special guest with us today. She is a media network builder, a writer, speaker, consultant, and an owner at thedisneyfoodblog.com. And she's been recommended and interviewed by several local and national media outlets, major network television stations in Orlando and Tampa Bay. AJ Wolf, thank you so much for coming on. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
All right. It's always nice having you on, AJ. I think the stuff that you do for food is epic. It really is.
Tony.
It brings food to a whole new level.
I think everything you do is epic.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like one of my favorite people in the world.
All right. We're going to talk about some of the best things that you can get at Epic
Food and Wine Festival.
At the Epic Epcot Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. This year it's 56 days, which I thought, wow, that's crazy. Right?
Is it really 56 or the 53? 53 days.
53?
53.
Okay.
You're giving them three extra. Maybe next year.
I'm sure they would take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for this to become a year-round event. That's what I'm waiting
for. It's on its way, right? I think they should actually build a fifth park that's just food. Like, everything has something to do with food. I think that would be great.
I gotta tell you, the Puerto Rico booth is almost like its own park. They've got so much going on over there. It's beautiful, and it looks permanent. They're going to be using that thing for a long time, yeah. I think so.
Puerto Rico is really good this year. And, you know, a lot of these booths do look permanent. The Brazil booth is new this year.
Yeah.
And they've got a whole seating area. I mean, it looks like its own little island over there. And and it always boggles my mind that they just take these booths in the back every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they bring them. These days, they're bringing them back out for Flower and Garden. A lot of the booths they reuse for Flower and Garden, but you know, they just stick them out. If you get the chance to ride around backstage in Epcot, you just see them all lined up. They're just sitting back there. And but it really does seem like they're permanent, don't they? Because they build them up so much.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, they're getting very elaborate. It's awesome.
Yeah, they sure are.
So let me ask you this, though, AJ. Do you think this premium food and wine package is worth the money?
We did review it. One of our staffers in Orlando reviewed it. And, you know, like everything Disney related, is it worth the money really depends on you and your family and how you travel and how you're doing your Disney trip. And so if you love the Food and Wine Festival, you don't want to wait in lines, you want to experience as much of the festival as possible, and you also want to do that late nights live event that's brand new this year, then yeah, it's probably worth the money because you get a bunch of stuff in your room too. You get the bottle of wine and the wine glass and a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, plus you get that magic band, which, you know, could cost you upwards of $25 if you could actually buy it anywhere, which you can't. So there's actually a lot to be said for the premium package this year. I'm usually not a big fan of Disney's VIP packages and stuff because I don't ever want everything they're including. But when it comes to this particular one, there's very little in the package that I would not want or would throw away. And so I really do think that it's worth it, even though it's $200 a person, which is very pricey. But if you want to do the festival with no lines, you can't put a price on your time. So if you want to skip all the lines and just have people bring you the food and you eat it and then you get to go ride whatever rides you want, I'm a big fan of saving myself time, especially in Disney World. So
I guess my only you know, they're only limited to Monday to Thursday, not Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, if they would do it on the weekend, I'd go stay in a resort for the weekend and then go have somebody fetch me food.
Yep, they're not being very local friendly with that one at all. But you know what? They don't need the help on the weekends. They don't need to bring people in on the weekends. The place is packed on the weekends. And so, it makes sense that, you know, it's like hotels and resorts give you cheap prices when they can't fill the hotels, but when they can, they don't need you. So I can see that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's start with our best items list. I'll let the ladies go first. AJ, being the guest, would you like to go first?
Oh, you know, this festival this year is phenomenal. And I let you know, last year I wasn't all that impressed, and the year before I wasn't all that impressed. This year, everything I tried was really, really good. And I'm a picky eater. And so you can't please me, you know, when you give me a bunch of stuff I'm not going to like, or a bunch of fancy schmancy food a lot of the time, because I just don't like it. But this time I was eating fish, I was eating salads, I was eating spinach, I was eating all this stuff because it was all just really, really good. And so I was impressed overall with the whole festival. I did have a few items that I thought... I went through all of the stuff when we were done eating it all on Thursday, and there were, I think, 17 things that were brand new, that even were brand new, that I was like, these are awesome, like 17 things, and I couldn't even narrow it down from just the new stuff. And that doesn't even include all of the old stuff that returned this year that I already love. So this list is hard. I have too many things. I'm just gonna pick five out of the list here. The thing that I absolutely recommend that you get first, number one, if you can only have one thing, get that bacon, pepper bacon hash over at the Farm Fresh booth. That thing is out of this world. It is absolutely delicious. And even after I had eaten for about 5 hours straight, I still went and bought that again and ate it again because it's that good. Wow. So that's my number one. So I don't know if you want me to give my whole list now, or if you want to take turns.
I don't know. Krista, you want to go next? You want to give something, or did you want to give one of your items, Krista? Or if you're
alone? No, let's let AJ talk.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see. Some other must-haves. I'm stuck on all the new stuff because the standard stuff that's still good and has been good forever, you know, the filet in Canada, the cheese soup in Canada, the griddled Greek cheese in Greece, all that stuff remains really, really good. Another item that I really like this year that is actually new is the sea scallop with the spinach cheddar gratin.
Okay.
And crispy bacon over in Scotland. I think that's a really, really good dish. Even if you don't like scallops, you'll like this. There's enough cheese and bacon and butter to make it taste good. Let's see, what else was really good?
Anything good at the new Patagonia booth?
You know, Patagonia is really funny, Tony, because Patagonia is essentially the Argentina booth with one new item. So it's the same stuff that you could get at Argentina for the past like 3 years. So you've got that beloved beef skewer with boniata puree and chimichurri sauce. You've got the beef empanada, which has been there for years. And then the brand new item is that roasted salmon with quinoa salad and arugula chimichurri, which is fine. It's good. There's no problem with it. I think the other two items are still better than that one, and they've been good for years. And I think everybody loves that grilled beef skewer. So Patagonia isn't really a new booth. They just kind of combined Chile and Argentina and just called it Patagonia. So it's pretty much just one new item, even though it's the same booth. And they did use the Argentina booth, which I figured they would use anyway. They just put a new sign on it. So it's not really all that new. So it's kind of like, if you've been to the festival for years, you know, don't hightail it over there.
Right.
But I think Puerto Rico is a great booth. Everybody loved Puerto Rico, and then they took it away last year, which I did not understand.
Mm-hmm.
They brought it back again this year. The whole menu is wonderful there. The conch salad, the carne guisada is really good. And I loved this was funny because this menu at Puerto Rico, they changed the menu multiple times right up until the day before the festival. Literally, we were updating our book, our guidebook that we have about the festival, like the night before the festival began. I had to update it and put up a new version because they changed this menu like three times, even the last week. So everything that you had at the previews isn't there anymore.
I know.
It's a different menu. So now they have the tostones, which is the fried green plantains with mayo, mayo ketchup. And that was wonderful. That was a brand new menu, literally the night before the festival opened. It popped up on the menu and it is so good. That's one of my number ones from the festival. So, as always, the Ireland booth is really good. It's the same stuff as it has been for the past couple of years, but it remains good. An interesting thing this year is the craft beers booth has now moved into the Odyssey Center. So it's got a big, long ordering area and it's got some high top tables to stand at. If you've been over in the Odyssey Center, there's some padded seating. So it's a good booth to go to as you're in the middle of your long food and wine day and you need some AC and just to relax or to get out of the rain. That's a good booth for that. They don't, the food they have there isn't wowing me, although they have some spicy pimento cheese, which is good. Let's see, what else has been?
How about in France, they changed up the escargot.
They did. They changed up the escargot. And I know that the powers that be in France were very excited about this new tartlet that they have put it in. And it is very good. I like it a lot. I liked the previous escargot, which was just actual little snails in the brioche. I think this is really good too. And I've heard a lot of lovers and a lot of haters on this one. You kind of are everybody's sort of divided on this. So you either love it or you hate it.
Right.
So that's an interesting one. They've also brought a couple of new things over to France too.
For somebody that's never tried snails like me, what would you say that tastes like, or what kind of people do you think will enjoy it?
Well, the whole thing with escargot is, people will always tell you it just kind of tastes like nothing, like a rubbery nothing. And then what the flavor really comes from is all that garlic and butter that they add to it. And so it's just kind of a vehicle for the garlic and butter. So there's not a whole lot of taste to it. And especially in this tartlet, the snails are chopped up. I mean, they're smaller. You're not going to get a big bite of snail. So you're really not going to taste or even sense it all that much. So this is probably a good first experience with escargot for a lot of people. And, it's a good one for the kids to try too if they're fans of garlic and butter and those flavors. It is very green though. The spinach makes it very green. So that could freak out some kids. But they've also got Parmesan cheese mixed into this. So there's a lot of flavors coming from a lot of places other than snail.
Yeah. And in Brazil, did they not add this crispy pork belly? Is this new to the
No, crispy pork belly is old. Okay. It's not the actual physical pork belly is not old, but the dish is from last year. It was new last year. They did add the tilapia, and what else did they add? The coconut candy is new. The cocada, I believe, is what it's called. And then the tilapia, which is the moqueca, is new this year, which is really, really good. I really enjoyed that a lot. So those are, and the Brazilian cheese bread is also new. So everything's new except that pork belly. Pork belly is old, but they've taken off the avocado this year. It's a slightly different dish with no avocado. Yeah, but that's a really great booth too. That's definitely worth going to. I enjoyed most of what I ate there too.
Yeah, and Farm Fresh is really the Florida Farm Fresh booth without the Florida on it.
it's funny because Farm Fresh has been there, I think, for 3 years. It was Florida Local, and then it was something else, and now it's Farm Fresh. Yeah, it's the same booth. They moved the slider from this booth over to Hops and Barley this year, and they added the pepper bacon hash. They added the griddled yard bird, which is very good as well, because just about five nights a week, you can find me in my house eating grilled chicken with hot sauce, with like buffalo wing sauce. Like, that's my go-to meal. I love it. And that's pretty much what the yard bird with habanero sauce is. It's kind of my standard meal. So that was really good. Yeah. And I think those are the only two food items they have there. They've got a bunch of drinks. They've got the key lime and key lime wine again, a bunch of local beers. But those are that's a good booth too. That's definitely a recommended booth. Yeah. So the two booths that they say are quote unquote new this year are not really at all new. So
renamed, rebranded, changed up.
Just rebranded, exactly. So they're not really new. But I would say if you're going and you want to try the new booths, I would go to Brazil and Puerto Rico, because those are both very, very different from what they've ever been. And so those are good ones to try. And farm fresh, like I said, if you only eat one thing at the festival, make it that pepper bacon hash.
Yeah. I think one booth that needs a little of a change up is Italy. I love Italian food, being Italian, but the two items that they have really don't do it for me.
Well, they changed them a little bit this year. They've got a couple of new items this year, but I agree with you. Nobody that I've spoken to has really been wowed by the food there. It's very bland, doesn't have a lot of flavor. And so, yeah, they may need to kind of spice that up a bit, literally.
Yeah.
They back the frozen Italian margaritas, though, didn't they?
They did. They do have that this time around. Yep. And you can get those in Via Napoli as well. You can get those in the restaurant, too. So that's good if you want them year-round.
Now, what are some items, AJ, that your go-to items that you go back to, year after year after year, just to see if they've changed them or abused them?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that Canada filet. I mean, everything in Canada, everybody's going to check that out every year. Greece as well, that griddled Greek cheese that I mentioned. Yep. Morocco still has their baklava, and it's still really good. They still have their kefta pocket, which is good. Germany is very similar this year to what it's been in the past. Mm-hmm. They just added a yeast donut with apricot jam. But, that sausage and a potato or a sausage and a potato roll, sausage and a pretzel roll is still there. And a little macaroni and cheese cube is still there.
Right.
Singapore is still good. South Korea is still really good. China's still the same. They're all bringing back a lot of the same stuff. A lot of people love Australia with that grilled lamb chop, with the potato crunchies. So, they're all returning for a reason, because they're good and people like them. Something that's making some waves this year is the new pierogi over in Poland.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about
goulash.
That.
The pork goulash. People are really digging that this year. And let's see, Japan. What's Japan got different this year? Spicy hand roll is the same, I believe. The teriyaki goize, I'm not saying that right, bun is new this year and is good. There's a crab and egg served over seaweed salad that I was too scared to try, but it certainly looked interesting. And the folks that did eat it have enjoyed it a lot. If you're a crab and egg and seaweed kind of person, they've really liked it. So, and Mexico's always good. I mean, you always want to go to Mexico. I'm just reading them all off because they're all good, they're all good this year. I'm really amazed. Something clicked into place this year. Everything is good except Italy.
All right. For years I made fun of the, what I called the dirt booth.
Right.
The pepper booth.
Yes.
So what do you think, I've actually stopped eating meat. This is like going on year two, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I went vegan, and I couldn't live without cheese.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, I'm just not going to eat meat. And I try not to eat dairy, except for cheese.
Okay.
That's the only exception to my rule.
Got it.
So what do you think of this stuff at the Terror Booth? I mean, I went there last year, and it wasn't bad.
No,
It was acceptable for non-meat food.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the thing that I think Tara always I have a problem with is that is the desserts never quite make it for me.
Yeah.
But, the entrees are fine, and I like that they really rely on the sauces and the sides to really spice them up and make them more of, a real entree versus something that is just fake meat, basically.
Yeah.
I think they do a good job with it. And the crab cake is really good this year. If you're interested in trying that, that's really good. They've got that Cajun remoulade, which anything you put a remoulade on, I love. So, it's
like a hollandaise. Good.
Yeah.
That's good on anything, too.
Right. Exactly. Which is why that pepper bacon hash is so good. Oh, I feel bad that you're not eating meat because, oh, that thing is amazing. Yeah. I'm sure. I wonder if they could do it without the bacon, but then I don't know if it'd even be worth it.
Yeah, probably not.
Maybe. It's like hollandaise.
Yeah, and fake bacon is just not bacon. Sorry.
That's right. That's right.
That's
true.
Yeah. I found that cooking desserts, vegan or vegetarian, is very tough because, you know, without eggs and butter and cream and things like that, it just doesn't taste the same.
I mean, baby cakes does a good job, though. Baby cakes does a good job. Yeah. So, too bad that they shut down their location, but that you can get that stuff in a lot of the resorts and in some of the parks, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, hopefully they'll come back with the expansion.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay.
What item do you think is the best value for your snack credit?
Oh, anything with lobster or steak is usually going to be a good value. So anything that's seafood, steak, you're gonna want to go for that stuff. Definitely, whatever appeals to you in that range. I don't think you can use your snack credit on the $32 Dom Perignon glass, unfortunately.
You think they frown on that?
I think so. I don't think you may be able to use a
meal credit, call,
like a counter service credit for it. No, probably not even that, right? You're still like a meal credit, like a sit down table service credit for it.
AJ, we were just doing our news show the other night, and you know they added some new items to the quick service in Epcot. Electric Umbrella got a couple new items in.
Liberty
Tree Tavern.
Yeah. You know, I think they're really upping the quick service food in the parks. It seems to be getting, it's more than just burgers now, burgers and salads, I think.
Yeah, you know, they experimented last year with a couple of steaks in Epcot and in Magic Kingdom on quick service menus. Of course, Be Our Guest has upped the ante significantly when it comes to quick service for lunch. They're probably spending a lot more time on renovating those menus because I think people are starting to really think about food more when they go to Disney, and I think they're really starting to expect more for their dollar. What's interesting, though, is they're making things more expensive, which if you're using the dining plan, I don't see how that benefits them necessarily.
Right.
But I think they are changing things up a little bit. And of course, you know, you can always find really innovative and interesting menu items at these little kiosks, like places like Trilobites and Sleepy Hollow Refreshments and Golden Oak Outposts, these random little Keith Friars Nook has all these cool, interesting menu items that they debut. And I think it's so much fun that they're doing that. And you still, a lot of the regular quick service places are still pretty, you know, you can always still get the burger, but they're doing beef tips and they're doing, you know, kind of neat stuff. So I always like to frequent those little kiosks and see what they're doing these days, because I feel like they're just, you know, they just test out items in those kiosks. And if you're lucky enough to get there when they're doing that, it's you can really score some fun and interesting stuff. So fun and interesting like 20 times just then.
Yeah. Most people, you know, that would come to me and say, you know, I hate going to the quick service because it's all just, you know, burgers and salads or hot dogs and stuff. And I said, you know, really, you have to try and go to some of those places because they do have different items nowadays. It's not just the burger thing. So
you just have to do your research. Yeah. You know, it breaks my heart when I go to Hollywood Studios and I see, it was funny, last year I was in line at Rosie's All-American somewhere at Sunset Ranch Market, and I'm in line and it's really hot and it's like noon and the lines are an hour long and everybody's there, and I just wanted, like, I was there because I had to be, you know, it's my job to eat at these places, and I just want to yell to everybody, you don't have to eat here. Like, there's better food, just keep going a little bit deeper into the park and you can find better food, I promise. It's not, you know, you don't have to eat what they have on the menu here at Sunset Ranch Market, there's better counter service.
Start handing out pages to your book agent.
Let me do you a favor, because there's places with air conditioning and really cool theming that you can go to that have better food, I promise. And I just want to tell everybody that, and I'm like, man, if I didn't have to be in line here, I wouldn't be. So let's all move it over someplace else. Let's all go to Backlot Express and eat there instead.
Right.
Yeah. But, well, that's why I'm so thankful for your site, and because you bring out the things that, like, a person like me would probably just walk right past if I didn't know it was there, and I didn't have this beautiful picture on my computer that, you know, the Disney food blog posted. I would never even know to look for that. So what you do is really important, especially not only to the people that just visit on occasion, but also to the locals too, because we get to be kept up to date on, oh, there's something new to try. Let's go check it out. So it's fun.
That's awesome. That makes me feel so good, because you always want to know if what you're doing is helping people and actually making an impact, and you know, letting people save some money and not waste their, you know, nobody wants to go and spend as much as they're spending on a hotel on food that's bad.
Right.
And so it's just like, I'm trying to say here, this is better. Or, you know, even just to me, and I'm not a trained chef. I don't know anything about food except what I've eaten and what I've learned doing this stuff. But I figure I'm kind of just like a lot of people out there, and I'm going to Disney and I want to eat really good food and find some stuff that's maybe, you know, fits my particular diet at this time, or, you know, that something that's going to make my family happy, so that I'm not kind of fighting that battle all the time, that there's somebody who doesn't want to eat what we're eating or whatever. And so I'm just trying all the time to put a spotlight on everything that's going on, so that people can go and really say what fits my budget, what fits what my family likes and needs. And, you know, that's always been the goal of the food blog. And although I'm not classically trained or anything, I can at least shine a spotlight on some stuff and let you know what else is available there, so you don't spend your money on things that aren't worth it.
Yeah. And you're giving your objective opinion. You're not paid by Disney to go do these things.
Exactly.
They don't give you money.
People think I get everything for free. I get nothing for free, unless I tell you in the post, you know, this was a media event.
Right.
And so Disney provided the food, which happens maybe once or twice a year that happens. Mm-hmm. And it's just a one post thing. But no, I don't get paid by Disney, and they don't give me my hotels for free. They don't give me my flights for free, any of that stuff. You know, we exist on the income we make off of the books we sell.
Right.
And so, you know, it's we don't get it for free, which means we can say whatever we want, and we do.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't like it, you know, I'm not going back to 1900 Park Fair for breakfast anytime soon. That's just not where I am right now.
That is the most overpriced buffet on Disney property. It's got to be.
It's
ludicrous.
We had such a bad experience there. But yeah, it's not my, you know, I like a lot of the food, and I'll tell you I like it, but if there's something I don't, I will let you know, because it's not worth my money again, and it's certainly not worth yours.
Yeah. I had taken my mother there for dinner, and it was purely by accident. We were in the Grand Floridian. We said, well, let's try it. We've never done it. I was like, oh my God, this is $75 for dinner. I don't know if I can eat $75 worth of food.
Yeah.
How do you eat $75 worth of food? You can't.
Yeah, I don't know, Tony. That's unbelievable.
I have to say, can I have the salmon to go, please? The whole salmon. Just the whole salmon to go.
Don't forget, though, you're paying for the characters as well.
Yeah.
You're paying for the characters. You're paying to see Prince Charming, who you're never going to see other than there. But
I
still don't. I'm not going back there anytime soon.
Yeah.
I did not have a good
time. AJ, tell everybody about all your books. I know you have one out for the Food and Wine Festival, but I know you probably have some other ones coming and some other ones that you can talk about. So,
we've got, I believe, 6 or 7 books now. If you go to dfbstore.com, you can see all of them. They're all really, really in-depth, full-color guidebooks, lots of photographs that help you plan your Disney trip and help you plan what food makes the most sense for you. We have the holiday guide out that covers all of the holiday events, even if they're not food-related. We cover everything holiday in Disney World in that guide. And they're all just really, really, you know, I think, useful and helpful. I actually go and read them again before I go. You know, we update them every year, so they're very up to date. DFBstore.com and check them out. And we love doing them.
And my tip is put it on your smartphone, because you can use them in the park, because that's what I do with your food and wine guide for the
Oh perfect, yeah, that's awesome.
And that's the best way to, you know, look at the booths, see what's, you know, that booth's coming up, let's go see what they have, I want to go over there or head some other direction. So that's really the best way to do it. Bring them with you, because they're portable. You don't have to print them out, you can leave them on your phone.
Put them on your phone, your iPad, whatever you bring with you, and and then just scroll through them as you're walking around. They're super useful. I check that stuff all the time.
And you do have whether they're glued and the price. Yeah. So even if you're looking for those special diet things, AJ will help you out for that, with that too.
Absolutely.
So that if you're trying to find out, you know, what's gluten at the next booth, it's all in the book.
Yeah. Good stuff. And it just amazes me how you're able to stay current. There's so much out there, so much information. You must have an incredible team working with you.
We have a great team. We have a lot of boots on the ground, and honestly, what helps us out so much too is when readers send us emails or send us tweets or Facebook messages that say, "Hey, AJ, I just saw this. Hey, my server just told me this, or I just checked this out." I can't tell you how much information and detail we get from our readers and from people who are there at the parks, because Disney changes things all the time. Menus change constantly. And so if we don't have, you know, we consider everybody who reads the blog and reads the books part of our team, because when you're there, send us an email, send us a text message, you know, send us something to let us know, hey, this has changed or this is updated, because don't ever assume that we already know it. We may not, and we can always use the help from everybody who can. That's how we've been able to do this for so many years, is readers sending us updates and notes and, hey, don't forget to check this out. This is brand new. We're here now, and we just saw it. So useful, so helpful, and could not do it without all of those Facebook messages, tweets, and emails.
Yeah, great. And AJ, everybody can find you at DisneyFoodBlog.com. They can find your Twitter, your Facebook, and all that kind of stuff at your website.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Now, we didn't hear any of your favorites, you guys. I feel really bad because I just talked the whole time.
we'll post our favorites in the show notes.
Everybody knows. When I start talking about that stuff, I can't stop.
We want to hear an expert say it. Not, they don't want to hear us say it.
Yeah, exactly. We do two shows a week, AJ. They hear about our food all the time. Yeah. So we're excited to have a different opinion. To come
one
on
that's not ours.
Right. Oh,
you guys are too sweet. I thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been so much fun chatting with you, and I'm glad to have the chance to speak to your listeners even from afar.
Yep. And we'll have to have you back on when they bring the booths back out for a flowering garden.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's always good. They're getting better and better at that.
Yeah. I think they should just rename it like Flower and Food.
I mean, should. They should. Yeah, that's why people are going anyway. That's what's bringing people there. Yeah. So.
So true.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, if we're sorry. Honor. I feel sorry for someone like Chef Jen, who's now got to worry about food almost 12 months out of the year.
I think he loves it.
Well, I'm sure he does. It's job security.
I think he loves it. And but you see, we're on our way to a year-round food and wine festival. Then if they're bringing them out for the flower and garden, then all we have to do is cover winter and summer after that.
Yeah. They just get rid of those Santa things during the winter. We'd have, food and wine all the way to like January.
Yeah.
Or at least spring.
I think that would be brilliant.
Who wants to go meet Santa? That's kind of frivolous.
That's okay. Santa can be a food and wine. Yeah. That's all right.
I got
no problem with that.
I love peppermint things, so that's fine. You come out with some peppermint things.
And you've seen Santa. He doesn't shy away from a plate of food.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
No.
All right, AJ, I have to thank you very much for coming on and chit-chatting and talking to us with your expert opinion of food, because I love to hear somebody else's opinion about this besides mine.
Awesome. I don't know if I'm an expert, but I sure eat a lot of it, so I can tell you what I like.
Yeah. That's great. Right. We loved having you. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through one reach upon the star.